Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But this is as shit as last time.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Owls Talk FFM, James?
Yeah, we've still not got the frequency yet, but...
it should be Owls Talk Online or something like that. I'll get that jingle changed, I reckon. Welcome along, everybody, to Owls Talk. This is episode 2. Of this ongoing podcast saga, I would call it. What about you, James?
It's a saga now, is it?
Yeah, it's an epic saga. Not a trilogy, because that would mean we end next time, but...
I've heard it called some things already, but epic saga isn't one of them.
What feedback have we had so far for the Owls Talk podcast, James?
It's been quite good. Somebody put a review onto iTunes saying it was shit.
That's exactly what we want. Well, it is, isn't it? So yeah. It's like, yeah, fair play to him. So last time we talked about the potted history of the website and how it all came about and stuff like that. We said we'd embellish it a little bit this time, but in all honesty, as usual, we've done no preparation whatsoever. So that might not happen.
Who needs to prep?
Yeah, exactly. So so this is the second one of an ongoing thing, I would say. Is it a thing?
An epic saga, apparently.
Epic saga, yeah. So big promises, but we're not sure if we can deliver because we literally no idea what's going to be happening on this podcast. But just big thank you to everybody that's subscribed so far. How many subscribers have we got, James? Four? Three?
We've got four reviews. I think two of them are me and you.
Excellent.
just to give that away. But yeah, if you do... listen to the podcast, obviously subscribe to it on iTunes, and then you get all the episodes as they become available.
We've had a bit of feedback on Owls Talk on the in the dressing room section, actually, about the podcast, haven't we? So when we got that put up, there was some good feedback, a few questions and a few suggestions as well. What we would say is that we're definitely looking for contributions from Owls Talk members or just Sheffield Wednesday fans in general or just people that just want to be on a podcast, where you can just essentially just record yourself on your iPhone or whatever, can't you, and just send it in.
Yeah, I think we need some of those contributions because the last thing we want to hear is just us talking.
Hey, speak for yourself. I like the sound of my own voice.
You're a narcissist.
I know, as many people would accuse me of. So anyway, we last week we unveiled a whole lot of new jingles. When I say jingles, it's episode 1, so they're going to be new, aren't they, to everybody? But let's just remind ourselves of what they sound like. This is one of them.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
They were good old days, weren't they, with the old Dave and Cavan?
Yeah, Greg's the man.
Greg's the man. We ought to. What we'll do is we'll get some audio clips of some of the videos and stuff like that and stick them on. Oh, I've already got distracted. I'm going on Facebook.
Sit you next to a laptop and the first thing you do is open Facebook.
Literally nothing to do with this podcast. Just sat on Facebook then. I'm sorry about that, listeners. It's not what you deserve. You deserve a higher standard of Owls Talk podcast. So let's be looking. One of the things I want to talk about this in this episode, James, is the club on Sunday, which is Sunday the 24th of January, announced... a brand new, and unveiled it as well, a brand new stroke old club crest.
Yes, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
I quite like it, to be fair. I think it's quite traditional. It's one that we've had before, but it's never been used on a shirt, I believe.
Is that because it had stopped the shirts from selling?
Well, it's, what, back in 1956 or something that it was originally used. It's the thing with the badge. It's like I do love the 70s style stylized owl.
It's on Owls Talk. So if you want to have a look at it on the new, I forgot what it's called, but it's like new badge or new crest or something thread in there. You can have a look at it. It actually, the thing that bugs me is its eyes.
Yeah, they've got little pointy pupils or whatever it is. It was the first thing I noticed on it.
Can you imagine if he had pointy pupils? Just like, oh, imagine that. Like, imagine like you laid on a mound somewhere, right? A sort of grassy mound.
Are you going with this?
And like your eyes are shut, and then like a couple of little kids are playing football in the park, and they see you, and they think you're dead or something. So like they run over to you, and like you go, Mister, 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 and then you open your eyes, you got pointy pupils. Like, oh. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, this out. It just bugs me. I don't know why. Because like, it looks good when it's on clothing, but as a badge online, it looks terrible. It looks like the W's a pair of boobs. It looks like the owl's eyes are shut. It's got these lumpy bits on its wings, which just make it look like it's got some kind of disease. And then it's got this like this white rose, which like to the.
You mean the Yorkshire rose?
Yeah, but uneducated people would say it were Leeds United rose, wouldn't they? Do you know what I mean?
Like you did. Are you uneducated?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And then, obviously, the Consilio et Animis.
Yeah, they spelt that wrong, haven't they?
Have they?
Yeah. It should be Conlicio, sure.
They should for house talkers. Big time. So, yeah, it's stoked off, as always, with any amount of change that the club makes. It's stoked off a massive amount of debate.
Well, there's over 800 posts in the thread so far, as we're recording.
That's what you'd get for, like, a new signing, a new striker signing.
Yeah. It is a big thing, though.
I guess.
One thing I've not really seen anyone pick up on is it's a different shade of blue to what we're used to.
Yeah, I think one person's mentioned that.
Yeah.
But,
Neil.
Oh,
telephone.
You just talk a minute while I go and get the phone.
So, yeah, it's a different shade of blue, which reminds me of the, was it the 2003?
Hello. I'm doing a podcast. I'm recording a podcast, so I can't talk to you right now.
Radio Gold.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Honestly. They just choose times to ring, don't they?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They should know.
So I'm thinking back to the 2003 shirt, was it, which had a broader stripe and a lighter stripe, and yeah. It's got that kind of shade of blue.
Name some players that played in that, because I can remember a Ginger player playing in Mark Pembridge.
Yes.
He played in that. Carboni.
Yeah. I remember... Me and you were the first people to see that shirt.
Which one?
Out of the public. No, that 2003 one.
Were we?
Yeah, it was the time of the Owls Talk Magnificent Seven, where we had that meeting with Kevin Walker.
Oh, I can't remember.
No.
See, this goes back to my memory issues, doesn't it, where I actually can't remember anything.
Well, my one abiding memory of it, we had a meeting with Kevin Walker. There were seven people from Owls Talk that he'd invited.
Yeah.
Including me and you. And after the meeting, the other five went on the way.
Yeah.
And Kevin pulled us to one side, took us in the office, opened a wardrobe.
Yeah, I remember.
And in that wardrobe, there's one shirt in there, which was the upcoming shirt for the new season.
Yeah.
Which was the light blue, broad stripe one. And I remember he said, what do you think of this? It's brilliant, isn't it? And I said, it's the wrong shade of blue.
That's it, remember now.
And he pretty much kicked me out of the building then.
Happy days. So did that have this badge on it then? This new badge?
No, I had the
different one.
Current badge for this season.
Yeah. Oh.
But in what, 95, 96, we had a different badge?
That's the one that I'm thinking of, isn't it? With Pembridge and Carboni and that.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, yeah. So did that have this badge on?
No, it was
similar, different.
Similar, again. Yeah. Different. It had a stripe in the badge, if you remember.
Do you know my overriding thoughts on this badge change thing is... It feels like, and it smells like, it's come from the steering committee.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what I mean? You know, there's a steering committee that meets at Hillsborough, isn't there, with, like, the club.
Yeah.
And the chairman and, you know, and a few people and stuff. And fans basically go in to represent fans and say what they think and what they feel about things like ticket pricing and kits and stuff. This smacks to me of something that's come from that.
Maybe so. I've seen threads about the steering committee. I've not seen anybody mention the badge. I'm guessing they'll have been asked not to. Just like people have been asked not to say whether we're getting a new mascot or not.
Controversial. Will they kill older Ozzy and Ollie? I don't know. And
Sausage Arms.
Sausage Arms, that should be the new one, shouldn't it? So overall, Club Crest, it's just basically a change, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a big point of discussion on Owls Talk. As I say, over 800 replies on there, which has descended into a little bit of a argument. There's diverse views, let's say.
Like what?
Just there's a lot of people really liking it, then there's a lot of people not liking it, and then...
Well, I'm just reading one from Shandy Pants, and it says it's got the owl on the badge has got the eyes of a constipated toddler trying to force one out. I would, yeah. But still not got... Nobody's mentioned the pokey pupils yet, which is like the pointy pupils.
I'm surprised. It is literally the first thing I noticed on it.
What, the pointy pupils?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, same here. It's like fast asleep. I don't know. Anyway... Let's have a listen to this.
Owlstalk.co.uk. Turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
Speaking of despair, this kid posted on Owlstalk today, and this is going to fuel the debate yet again, but basically talking about he can't afford to go to the matches. Or not so much that he can't afford to, but he's decided not to because they played... average on Saturday.
Right.
Now, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I can understand people arguing the ticket prices, but, you know, if one bad performance out of many is... It's not a valid reason to not go, is it?
I'm trying to find the thread. But essentially, what it is a kid's come on. He said that, like, he went on Saturday and didn't really enjoy it because he didn't think the team... played very well, so he's not going to go to the next match. Now, by that logic, you're going to miss some absolute classics, aren't you? Because you'll only ever...
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why would you pick and choose like that?
How many times have you been to a match where it's been terrible, and then the next match we've won, like, emphatically?
Yeah.
With a great performance.
I literally cannot find the thread now. I don't know what's happening. We're probably them stupid moderators on Owlstalk deleted it or something, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically saying that. Just saying that, like, he's not going because it were... a bit average. Mad, isn't it, that? That, do you know what it reminds me of, right? It reminds me of fans that get up on the 75th minute.
Oh, God.
And go home.
Yeah. People that arrive late and leave early.
Leaving early? Oh, honestly.
Would you do it in the cinema?
Depends what film. I saw Joy and I were tempted. Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever walked out of a match?
No.
Or a film?
I don't think so. I know when we've sat with a few people who've left and gone home, and I don't. There's an argument to be made that you leave a couple of minutes earlier than everybody else so you can get on the bus.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean, for public transport? I don't agree so much with the ones that leave early so that they can get out the Wednesday Eye car park. I don't know. It just seems odd.
There used to be a problem getting out of the Wednesday Eye car park. I believe that they rectified it in recent years.
How?
I genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
Did they block off one of the lanes or something to let people out? I'm not sure.
I just don't know. Let us know, Wednesday Eye. We know you love us. So, leaving early. I don't know. Just, should fans leave early?
How many last-minute goals do you think people have missed?
Well, I think that's a reason why it caught on at one bit, because... you're pretty much guaranteed that there won't be any. So, like, they also cleared off early, didn't they? So,
saying that, well, one year when we were doing particularly badly, I had my season ticket and I went for my normal drinks in the new barrack before the game.
Yeah.
Back then. And it got to, like, 20 to 3 when we'd normally set off. And we're like, oh, let's just get another pint.
Yeah, I know.
And we actually, we didn't just turn up late, we just didn't turn up at all, we just stayed in the barrack.
Sit tight, I've just come up with something that like really winds me up. Hang on a minute.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the official Owen Morrison fan club.
Yay.
What's he doing these days? Anyway, right, listen. When you go to a match and stuff, oh shit, I've totally forgot what I was going to say.
Your memory is that bad.
Oh my God, that's annoying.
Literally seconds.
Yeah.
20 seconds.
It was the Owen Morrison distraction, obviously. Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, that's annoying.
So you forget when you get turned on.
It were... what were it now? No, it's gone. It's totally gone.
It was something that winds you up.
Yeah, it was something that winds me up. Yeah. Anyway, I can't remember. Anyway.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owl's Talk News.
Over to you, James.
What brilliant prep we've done for this one again.
Hey, you don't need prep. So, Owl's Talk News, what's happening on the site in general?
Well, I can tell you that in possibly one of the best contractions of words I've ever seen,
council owl had a post deleted yesterday by the moderators.
Yes, what was it?
It was wanker cunt. That was his entire post.
I don't know who it was directed at, but
I quite like the imagination there.
See, like on our talk, there's like not a secret, but there's a hidden section in there for moderators, and we discuss and debate like how the site should run and what people have been up to and who gets banned and what for and stuff, if we have to. And this was a topic of conversation where I think one of the moderators, who was it that dealt with it initially?
It was Matty the Owl.
Yeah, he was like on a bit of an angry rage about Council Owl posting that, and he says like I just had to give him a warning and delete the thread and stuff, and I said no, you should give him an award and buy him a pint for that one, because that's a classic word.
Yeah, I think Google probably wouldn't like it, would it, with the Google monitoring of the site,
but Council Owl, if you're listening, well done mate. I thought that was an absolute belter.
It had to be removed, but it is a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic, and it's one that I'm going to use time and time and time again, I think. So.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
So, what else is happening on the site this week?
Just have a look. I'm actually in the moderators section, see if there's anything interesting that people might.
See, this is all the secrets behind the scenes, isn't it? This is like
people would be surprised in the moderators section, because I know moderators all get tarred with the same brush sometimes, don't they? But the debate that goes on and the different views and discussion that goes on before some action's taken sometimes is intense.
Yeah, agreed. In fact, the moderators argue just as much as the members do in the dressing room section. So one of the sections that we've got on the site is the movies and TV section, and there's a massive debate going on at the minute still about the Star Wars film.
Yes.
The Force Awakens. Now, here's one for you. And this is like not football related, but at what point can you give spoilers to a movie?
It's a very good question, that.
Because the reason I ask is, on this one, on Star Wars one, for example, I know yourself, you've just seen it, and if you go to the cinema, which I do pretty much every day, then you see people still going to see Star Wars for the very first time, so and it's such a big film, and there's so many like twists and turns that shouldn't really be announced. At which point is it all right to talk on Owl's Talk about movies and spoil them?
Well, I think it's all right, because I went to see it late. I went to see it last week or so.
Yeah,
which is later than everyone, because it came out in December, didn't it?
Yeah.
But what I did in the run up to it is I just didn't go in that thread, so I didn't get spoiled.
Fair point.
So if you just have to have that self-control not to read the stuff.
Yeah, but this is Owl's Talk, innit? It's like, you know, it's like people click on threads in the matchday section and then slag off the person that started it, even though they knew it were them that started it before they clicked into it.
Yeah.
You know, or like there might be some controversial topic and they click into it, so I can't believe you're talking about that. It's like, don't click in it then.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about the moderator section. I was talking about Lindy and Emroids this week.
Yeah.
Because they are that classic example of two people that literally saw each other's posts and argued with each other, whatever thread it was, whatever subject, just argued with each other. So they got a suspension back in the day, September. And I just noticed randomly this week that they're not posted since then.
Yeah, it's a bit.
So they've got a self-exile going on. They're welcome to post on the site. It's just, do it sensibly.
It is a strange one, that. It is a strange one. Alex Shadowplay in Matchday section has just posted, current crop and 93 team. I'll read this out, see what you think.
Yep.
Here's my dream team, combining our current first team with the one which played in the initial 1993 FA Cup final. What do you reckon? Who would win?
I actually think the styles of football are very different.
In what way?
I think football's moved on a bit since 93. I think the 93 team was, in my head, they were more purposeful and slow and passing and built up quite a bit, whereas football's much faster nowadays, I think, in general.
Yeah, it's definitely faster. Would Sheridan be able to cope with the speed in midfield now?
That's a good question. I'd love to see a Sheridan type back in the team and see how it goes.
Yeah, true. He was down at the club, obviously, weren't he, the other day for the Wednesday night thing, I think we should give a mention to.
Yeah.
So that was David Hurst, John Sheridan, Chris Waddle, John Pearson, all down at the...
Steve Basford.
Steve Basford. Yes. All down at the... Where was it at? At the club, anyway. The
club, yeah.
Raising money for the cancer appeal.
$6,500 raised.
That's amazing.
You can't like say anything bad about that at all, can you?
No, absolutely amazing. Big well done to Wednesday Eye for that. And Nigel, who I knew, put it all together. Nigel Short, he did a lot of work behind the scenes and stuff. And I'd like to think that it sold out simply because of the poster that I did for it. That's just saying that.
It was a very good poster.
Well, there's a well-known saying. Are you ready?
House Talk sorted it.
House Talk sorted the sellout.
Well, all that money, $6,500, it wasn't Wednesday night and that event that raised it. It was House Talk sorted it.
House Talk sorted it. Just a reminder there. So,
but yeah, well done to all them. And I know they probably think that I slag them off all the time, but credit where credit's due. Well done.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay.
OwlsTalk.co.uk, where football chat comes last.
So, have you seen anything kicking around on OwlsTalk this week that has caught your eye, other than what we've already mentioned?
Well, I was just going back to the point of the 93 squad against the current squad, and Flying Owl posted in the match day section that George Hurst has been called up to the England under-17s.
That's amazing. Yeah. And do you play Football Manager?
No.
Okay. Then.
Not the current one.
Yeah, I've got it, and it's well addictive. And I always have him on that. He's amazing even on that. So yeah. There's a rule, isn't there, on House Talk, that if someone's good on Football Manager, then we should sign him.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So George Hurst is one of them, definitely. So it's good to see him coming through the ranks, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If he lives up to half of what his dad was like, if he lives up to the promise, then we've got a right star on our hands.
Absolutely. He's definitely showing a lot of promise. But I think if he doesn't live up to it, then he'll probably get booed.
OwlsTalk.co.uk, turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
In that very spirit.
Yeah, exactly. What else has took you fancy?
I've seen that bumped from last year. There's the old big debate of close the grandstand thread.
I've got to be honest with you, it was me that bumped that.
Was it?
It was me that bumped that up, because I just someone mentioned it that
excuse me.
This goes back to that ticket pricing thread, right, where that kid's saying like it's just too expensive. I think he said it was £39 or something for him to go to the match. Said he couldn't afford it or was choosing not to because they played average and stuff. And in that, people were saying you've just got to get used to the ticket prices now, and you've also got to get used to an average of 20,000 people at the match.
Yeah.
Which is like, if that's the case, then someone put forward the proposition that we shut down a stand to save money.
And it's not only saving money. I think it was more an argument probably 4 or 5 years ago to do it. When we're averaging 18,000 to 20,000,
yeah,
and it wasn't such good facilities for the kids and stuff up there,
yeah.
So it's essentially the family stand now,
yeah, exactly. So it would be impossible to shut down the grandstand, for example, because imagine the uproar if you start moving season ticket holders around,
yeah.
It just kick off.
Back then, for 4 or 5 years ago, it was mooted at one bit. Internally at the club, and they did look at it, not with any massive seriousness, but just to see. And I think the idea was to try and pull everyone forwards to get the atmosphere closer to the pitch and stuff like that.
Yeah, fair play. I think it's time, James. Are you ready?
Oh, here we go.
It's time. It's time, James.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At All Said.
By far the most popular section on the Owlstalk podcast is the Steve Basford little bit.
I reckon that everybody's fast-forwarded to this point.
Yeah, oh, I can't blame them. Rest of it with dog shit. So Steve's been... Oh, he's been pobbling us, hasn't he? In his mega update thread. He's been talking about all sorts. Give us a few nuggets.
He is a legend. Let's have a look. We've got Steve's shopping update. I am started doing shopping list for tomorrow.
Wonder what's going to be on that. Did he ever update us on what's on his shopping list?
I've not seen the update, but we did have Steve's breakfast, bacon egg, harsh brown.
Harsh brown.
I think he means ash brown, bless him. But I think he's been getting a bit angry with people posting in his thread, so it's like a bit of a service to Steve, like, let him post in his thread and you know, just respond as and when he's happy for you to respond, I guess.
I'll tell you what, today, this is breaking news. He's literally just posted this. Steve's lunch, Cornish pasty. Do you know when he posts his lunch updates and stuff like that? He never has any, like, accompaniments or sundries, does he?
Yeah. You know, it's like, you'd at least have sauce, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we need to find out. I'm going to post in the thread now. I'm just asking what sauce he likes.
But, funny you say that, he's literally just posted that because 2 days ago, he posted Steve's lunch, Cornish pasty.
Never.
Yeah, so he's having Cornish pasty every 2 days.
That needs looking into. It needs investigating. He's not played his Xbox either, he says. Steve's Xbox update. I have played my... Can't read it. I have played my Xbox game for a bit, that all. Wonder which game it is. See, he's not giving us enough detail. I'm going to post in there as well. Hang on, ask him what Xbox game it is.
Well, somebody, and I've lost who it is, to be fair, but somebody has 15 Xbox games and have offered to give them him.
Yeah, that is great, and I think that's getting sorted, isn't it, so that they get delivered to Steve, so he's got 15 Xbox games. I think I might have a few as well that he can have.
Yeah.
So, just
get them to him.
Yeah, that's good.
This is the Owlstalk podcast.
So, James.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? This is a brand new section on the Owlstalk podcast.
It's time for the Owlstalk podcast big quiz question.
Big quiz question.
What is the big quiz question?
I don't know, but literally this jingle came through via email the other day. So I just pressed it, so... Right. We've got, hang on, do it again. One sec.
It's time for the Owlstalk podcast big quiz question.
How's the format of this work? There's nobody to ask a quiz question to, and there's no kind of competition. Is it going to be a thread or?
Yeah, I reckon we do. Is your microphone falling over?
Yes.
I reckon we do a quiz question for people to answer on Owlstalk. What do you reckon? And it could be like about Owlstalk.
All right. Just think of a question.
Yeah, live. Over to you.
Yeah, thanks for the warning.
Okay, so... Nah.
So, about Owlstalk. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think back.
Here's one for you. When's the tinsel coming down off the banner?
We did that last week.
The tinsel is still on the banner.
Well, somebody in the new Club Crest thread asked whether the banner's going to change with the new club crest to the pointy-eyed one, pointy pupils.
I doubt it, unless it... Actually, yeah, I might make it really, really terrible.
Just use the same banner, but put pointy points in its eyes.
Pointy pupils. One of the jingles that I thought was quite accurate was this one. Hang on.
The Owlstalk podcast. Quite literally the worst thing on the internet.
I don't think you can disagree with that, to be fair.
Yeah, other than that jingle itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Al, and why has he got an Al's Talk podcast?
I don't know. It's all lost on me. So, I've just refreshed the matchday section, James, and essentially everything's fashion related. It's still on about like black shorts, central stripes, white trim on the shorts, yeah, the new badge, the new crest. It's a very fashion related day, this. Should it be important?
Is a football shirt fashion?
Hmm. See, the football shirt threads on the site always make me giggle, because you'll have people that are genuinely interested in it and the design of it and the history of it, won't you?
Yeah.
And like, people will come on and say, this and post the picture, this is the shirt from 1935 and look at the badge and stuff. And then you're always guaranteed to get some knobhead will come on and they'll go like, oh, anyone over 12 shouldn't be thinking about football shirts. Shouldn't be wearing football shirts. Do you know what I mean?
You know, people can wear what they want, when they want, wherever they want.
Exactly. Wear what you want.
Unless you're going to get arrested by the police for not wearing something.
Yeah. Wear what you want, house talkers. Don't listen to any of these knobheads that come on and go like, oh, anyone over 12 shouldn't be wearing a replica shirt.
What about names and numbers on the back of the shirt? Is that acceptable?
What's the best one you've seen?
I'm trying to think back. A few years ago, there was a funny one. I can't remember what it was, though.
If you go onto Google, and this is like, for me, it's like stuck in my head forever. Every time you type in Sheffield Wednesday and you search Sheffield Wednesday on Google Images, right, the same image always pops up of the back of a shirt which says Wednesday Till I Die, and this like this geezer with big curly hair.
All right.
Have you seen that one?
No.
No. You won't either now, because I've just searched it and you can't find it.
So what you're saying is utter bollocks.
Pretty much. But no, isn't that typical, that?
Do you remember Ginger Afro?
Yes.
He used to have Ginger Afro on the back of his shirt, if I remember right.
Yeah, he did, yeah. He did. Also, if you're listening to this, we'll start a thread in the match day section about like this, and tell us if you've seen anything funny or weird or strange on the back of a Wednesday shirt.
Yeah,
because I know for a fact there's been some bad ones.
And how acceptable is it to wear red at the ground? I know a lot of people get really angry with that.
Do you remember when like the crowd photos used to get posted on House Talk, and it showed you like a section of the crowd with like 400 people sat watching the match?
Yeah.
And there'd be someone there in a bright red parker, wouldn't there? And it'd just start fury off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people just be absolutely slagging him for wearing red.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's obviously the United thing, isn't it? But I don't see it as that big an issue.
I do. I don't think you should wear red at Hillsborough. I don't know. It's like, why would you want red anyway? I once had a red car for a bit and it was so embarrassing.
That is fair. I don't own any red clothing whatsoever.
Me neither. Is that normal?
I hope so.
I don't know who I said that to. I just shouted it out into the kitchen.
This is the House Talk Podcast.
That's the jingle. That's the future of jingles.
Thanks to John Hemingham for recording
that. That wasn't John Hemingham. Don't start that off.
Sack the band.
No. None of that nonsense. You'll get restarting on it. So what can we expect in like upcoming podcasts then, James, do you think?
I want to see more people contributing stuff.
It's early days, though, isn't it, to be fair. We've not given that long to send anything in, but we're going to get some stuff sent in, that's for sure.
How can they send it in? Have we figured that one out yet?
No.
Well, maybe that's why.
It might be why we're not getting any contributions. God, we're so lazy. We don't prepare. We don't get anything planned or ready. This literally is the worst podcast in the world. I don't know. Final jingle, you ready?
Yeah.
This is the House Talk Podcast.
Yeah. I think we should, in the podcast thread, get people to suggest things for the jingles to say.
Yes, definitely. And then I'll pay someone to say it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Simple.
Just send them a script and see what comes back.
Yes, exactly.
From suggestions of people.
Exactly. We just want to say thank you as well to the Wednesday Week podcast.
Yep.
They've been giving us a bit of a mention, haven't they? And a few shares and that, to get people to notice our podcast, which is really good. Wednesday Week are very different from us in that they're a bit more professional, a bit more well-prepared, a bit more scheduled, and they also talk more about the football side of it. We're going to leave that to them, so like on an ongoing basis, we're not going to be talking about the football as much as House Talk the site.
It is funny how people have been saying that there's some kind of competition between us. But we obviously know all the people on a Wednesday week as well.
And yeah.
They do a good job at what they do. There's no competition. We're not doing what they're doing. It's
No, definitely not doing that. We couldn't do what they do.
No.
They're very, very good at what they do.
But it's like the old forum wars, isn't it? Like, when, remember, like, people on Owls Online that used to hit people on Owls Talk, who used to hit people on Owls Alive, who used to hit people on everywhere else.
Now it's Facebook groups and all sorts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just don't work like that. Just doesn't work like that.
The funny thing is that everyone that runs all the forums and stuff all generally knows each other and all are of the opinion of, let's just have a laugh with us.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, big thanks to Wednesday Week. If you've not subscribed to their podcast and you want a little bit more on the football side of it, Wednesday Week are definitely the ones to subscribe to. They'll talk you through what's gone on that week on the football side of it. They'll talk to you about, like, the latest transfer news, and some reaction from the games as well, as well as special guests. I think they had Reader, was it?
Yeah, Reader Johnson.
Reader Johnson on the other day, which was like, that was good listen.
I loved that picture of him in the Wednesday shirt when he came to the match and he was getting slated by Coventry fans for it.
Yes, absolute classic. That's on the that's in the match day section, that, I think. With him, he just basically just responded with that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Was he eating something as well?
He had something in his hand, I think. Was it a fork or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I thought he were eating yogurt.
Might have been.
Not with a fork, clearly.
Not like the Stephen Bywater yogurt incident.
That was very good. That was very, very good. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
And finally, this podcast, the club have just launched this. I don't know if you've seen this, James, but from Monday right up to kickoff on 2nd of February for the home game with Burnley, The club are offering a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to enjoy an exclusive meal with your Wednesday heroes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. There's two pools of prizes that are available, and they give you the chance to dine with a duo from six shining stars. So I'll just click onto the Wednesday site, and I'll tell you who they are.
Go on.
It's Kieran Westwood, Glenn Louvins, Gary Hooper,
cool,
popular, Tom Lees, Barry Bannon, and Fernando Forestieri.
I would say that they are generally probably the six most popular players at the minute.
Yeah, this is a good move from the club. I like this idea. So essentially what you've got to do, all you've got to do is spend over £100 in one transaction on official merchandise at the Owls Megastore.
All right.
Or online, on the online shop. Do that before the deadline, and that's the kickoff of the Burnley game. And you'll be automatically entered into the prize draw. This is where it gets funny, though. So, like, the winner, this is like, do you remember when you played football and everyone stood up against a wall?
Yes.
And you picked your players? Oh, it works like that. So, like, the first people out of the hat, they get picked out of the hat, they get the choice of their two players.
Right.
Then the second one gets theirs.
Who's going to be the last one?
And then, yeah, then the third prize, they essentially get what's given. So, but there's six good players there to have a laugh with, isn't there? And you'll get some food and looked after by the club, I'm guessing.
I don't think you can be disappointed with getting a pair of any of that six.
No, definitely not. Do you know, over the years, who would you least want to have lunch with?
Other than you?
Yeah, for like a Wednesday player. Which one was probably like the dullest? Do you remember Pechnik?
Yes. I think the vote must go to Achechi.
Achechi?
Yeah, who you what? Sponsored one year.
Yeah.
The season he came.
I did, yeah. I've got a signed shirt from him, and I've literally no idea who he is. I have. I saw him play, and I thought it was like the new Messi.
Didn't he play really well in a friendly before the start of the season?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, disappeared to obscurity.
But I don't know, he just disappeared, didn't he? So I've got a signed shirt, and I look at it every now and again with mournful eyes.
Mournful.
Because I think, like,
whilst touching yourself.
Because, like, what can I do with this? Like, I don't want to put my Chechi shirt up on my wall, and how do I sell it? Who's going to buy it? Yeah. You know, it's framed and everything, so it looks nice, but it's a Chechi, innit? So, no disrespect to a Chechi, but James clearly doesn't want to go for lunch with you, that's for sure. So that's it for this week. Can you think of anything else we need to cover off before we go, James?
Have we done it all? We haven't done Post of the Week and stuff. What's your Post of the Week?
Oh, sorry, hang on a sec.
And now, it's the Owls Talk Post of the Week.
So we're going to leave you with this one. This is Owls Talk Post of the Week, James.
Yeah, well, again, we're going on the hot topic, which is the shirt design.
Yeah.
And Someone's posted, and I'm just trying to load it, as always. Kahoot 65,
yeah.
This is all one sentence.
Okay. Right,
so anytime Kahoot 65 wants to use any kind of grammar or punctuation,
right,
would be good. But his title of the thread is "New Crest What WOT About Original Shirt Design," and he's put, "We are getting a new crest for the massive. What about also having our first shirt from 1872? What about 1867? For 2016/17 season. It's a bit Bristol Rovers design, four squares, blue/white, white/blue, etc. We only had four shirts between 1872 and 1935. Blue stripes came in on the third and fourth shirt, then from 36/55, just one shirt for 19 years.
Amazing.
And that's one sentence.
One sentence. That's definitely our sort of post of the week, that, James. One sentence. What does it all mean? Is he just like talking through the history of the shirts?
I think he's suggesting that for the anniversary year, we go back to what he thinks is the original shirt design, which isn't. Because he's talking about the design from 1872, not 1867.
Yeah.
I think we are going to get some kind of anniversary shirt, aren't we, next year?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's then gone into the history of the shirts, which I don't think is entirely accurate, but...
Yeah. Fair play. We like all posts on House Talk, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, literally any. That's it from this week. Remember to subscribe. How do they do that, James?
If you go to iTunes, search for House Talk in the iTunes podcast store. Go to the page, click on subscribe. Also, rate and review, and that helps us out.
Yeah, review. We've had some great reviews already, as we've discussed. And we're on YouTube, aren't we? Have you mentioned that?
I haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, we're on YouTube as well. We'll put it on YouTube so you can subscribe on YouTube as well if you want. But do it on iTunes because iTunes is cooler.
Well, it helps us out more on iTunes. But if you absolutely don't want to use iTunes, we're on all the major podcast providers. So.
Yeah, like them knobheads like, no, I don't use Apple products. Like, oh, God. Anyway, that's all from us. See you next time. Are you not saying bye?
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Bye.
That was too loud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.